Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for tuning into Rhema Remnant Radio, a broadcast designed with the minister in mind. Stay tuned for a special message from Elder LaVon Breland.
Want to work for a kingdom organization? Have regular phone and internet access? Have a creative mind? Willing to give God your best? Congratulations! You are qualified to join our team. Urban Glory Campaigns is a faith-based corporation for global leadership. Our organization aims to minister to industries, communities, congregations, and cultures that do not look to the organization because of its religious background, but to the principles taught by our founder that reaches the very hearts of mankind regardless of religious, political, or socioeconomic backgrounds. With deep-rooted convictions, our message is a provoker of change. Experience the glory.
Coming to your community is the Word and Power Packed Rhema Group University meeting. Call 641-715-3800, extension 91120. That's 641-715-3800, extension 91120 for more info.
Thank you for listening to USWAT Radio. This is Selena Olivia, President of Urban Glory Campaigns. Airing tonight is a special broadcast. We look forward to our audience expanding globally and the glorious gospel and doctrine of Christ continually stirred in the hearts of kingdom leaders across the globe. If you would like to partner with us, whether it's with a monthly or a one-time contribution, we appreciate your giving. Visit our website at www.urbanglorycampaign.web.com and go to our partners page. That's www.urbanglorycampaign.web.com and go to our partners page. Stay tuned for tonight's broadcast.
Hello there, Rhema Remnant Radio listeners. This is Selena Olivia, President of Urban Glory Campaigns and host of Spirit Street Talk Radio. In this month, July 2010, for our Music Month at Urban Glory Campaigns, and celebrating particularly on Rhema Remnant Radio, the Ministry of the Arts, Music, Dance, and Drama, along with other media forms. Tonight, we launch this month with a format that is new to this particular broadcast. We have a format of featuring an artist. We also have interviews that are coming out this month, including tonight, and then also some teachings that the Lord has revealed to me that I will share with you, and I pray that they will bless you in your various endeavors, particularly to the ministers of music and those who either support as family or pastor over these ministers of music. So stay tuned tonight. We have an interview with our founder, the founder of Urban Glory Campaigns, Elder LaVon Breland. Tonight, find out something that many don't know about this man of God. Stay tuned. All right, Rhema Remnant Radio listeners, this is Selena Olivia again, and we have a special guest in the studio tonight, someone who you're used to hearing, but not quite on this level. Tonight we have our founder, the great, awesome, outstanding Elder LaVon Breland. Many of you may not know that he has a background in music, and not just music, but music ministry, so we're going to hear about that somewhat tonight and hear some words from him. So, Elder Breland, how are you today?
I'm doing great. It's a delight to be on the radio broadcast as a interviewee versus the host. But thank you on behalf of Urban Glory Campaigns for producing such a broadcast on music ministry. I think it's an important ministry that we all need to discuss as a part of empowering the church at large.
Amen. You know, I can talk days on that statement itself. We're going to get right into the interview. We have some questions for you, and you answer as you see fit, especially the last one. So, what is your part, or was, as well, in the Ministry of the Arts, or music ministry?
My part in the Ministry of the Arts, as it pertains to the church, is to make certain that the integrity of the Word of God is instilled in those who dare to endeavor those gifts. Being a leader to the leaders, fostering an environment where gifts can be freely used and operated in the confines of the congregations that I'm entrusted with, I think it's important that every aspect of the ministry be looked at in a measure of integrity and honesty. And with that coming from a revelation of the Word of God,
right.
I think that the Ministry of the Arts is exactly that. It's a ministry first.
Exactly.
And just like we are trained for the vocation of the proclamation of the gospel, so shall they be trained for the ministry in the arts versus the performance in the arts. And there is a difference.
Right.
And ministry takes on a greater connotation, which means that you're doing it for the basis of God,
right,
and not for the basis of personal vendettas and ambitions. And unfortunately, that has not been taught even in the ministry, quote-unquote, physical aspects of those recognized in ministry, because each facet is a part of ministry. Your music, your administration of the Word of God are all facets of the ministry, and I think this part has to be taught when it pertains to the arts. What is the ministry of the arts? How does it pertain to the overall advancement of God's kingdom on earth as it is in heaven?
Amen.
Yeah.
Okay. The next question is, when and how did you recognize and accept your call to this particular ministry? You did not just now, I said was and is, so that you could speak about now and before, because you do have a background in music, so you have experience, not only word knowledge, because we know that, we've heard it all the last 3 years, but you have a music base as far as the music ministry to speak to ministers of music, ministers of the arts, which we know that this broadcast this month is talking not only to those in music, but in dance and drama. You've actually dealt with, not dance, but you've dealt with drama as well.
Right. Well, let's see, just as much, I have over 20 years of experience in the ministry of the preaching of the gospel. I have about the same amount as it pertains to music. I started singing. I was a tenor, a classical tenor, throughout high school, and I was a tenor choruses, I think, all throughout elementary school. I was actually a soprano in elementary school and a tenor toward middle school. So I've done singing for a very long time. I even took collegiate courses in competitive singing classically. I had to learn how to read music. I could learn by ear quicker than I could by sight.
Okay.
So I had to go back to the fundamentals to establish a solid foundation in music. And I thought that was helpful. But I can say, as a person, when the Lord began it, generally it's birthed out of desire just to love to sing. You hear a lot of singing going on in the world, you connect with it, and then there are certain distinctions that God impresses on your voice that brings a response.
Right.
And the impressions on the people motivate you to either isolate that gift or not, or to leave it alone. And for me, it was more so I was brought into a classroom setting, I'll never forget, in first or second grade, and they asked me to sing My Country, Tis of Thee, I think. And from that, the teacher was spellbound, and she took me around all of my classes to hear me lead the Star Spangled Banner or something like that, something small. And from that, I knew that there was something unique about the voice. I did not know the magnitude
right.
of the direction it would set, especially throughout middle school, high school, elementary school, and even college. But I began to develop my voice. Mm-hmm. I did not purposely try to talk low because of masculinity, so it helped preserve my voice in the high range so I could sing high. And I got comfortable with my voice, and I began to sing that way. As a result, I think one day, even when it pertained to the church, I was involved in different ministries in the church, and one day someone heard me singing on the front row during praise and worship,
mm-hmm.
and they said, "Who is making that harmony?"
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then they invited me to be a part of the praise team. I knew that that would be a very big step because of my personal, I guess, ambition to be in the preaching ministry. I was very active in the preaching ministry, and I didn't feel that music was a calling. I later came to the knowledge that it was a part of the calling of my life because every aspect of the ministry had to be covered in some spot. Now, that might not be the case for every minister. For me, it was a personal time of development and discipline to prepare me for my ministry, learning how to be sensitive to the Spirit and to interact with the Holy Spirit as in congregational worships. And so it went from a pointing out to a purpose in it. I began to develop, build that purpose. I began to feel a little bit of passion. And then I began to pursue purposes, activities with that. And one of my desires in music was, after a certain period of time, was to play the piano.
Mm-hmm.
Because I wanted to at least say that I could play. But in order to do that, I had to learn how to read music to a greater degree in order to play with my, and almost what I felt like was resurrect my left hand, being that I had not used, and you know, the piano requires you to use both your left hand and your right hand.
Right.
So it was a personal challenge, and by the grace of God, I was able to do a basic recital of piano by my college year, which was meaning that I could read music while processing it and playing it with my left and right hand. So that was a blessing for me. Now, when I had got after college and I began to make some changes and transitions, the emphasis of the word, the ministry of the word, began to illuminate in my mind and the purpose that God had set me out to do. I didn't know necessarily how to transition out of the music ministry, being so involved in it for such a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Yet, I think that God sovereignly separated and severed me from that ministry to focus on the overall outlook of that ministry. However, I don't think that happens for certain everyone. Some people, they are in it for the rest of their lives.
Mm-hmm.
For me, there was a purpose behind me being in that ministry to establish a basis of understanding as it pertains to ministry and to be available and accessible to God in whatever capacity that he saw fit in my life. And I think that's where it begins, truly in authentic ministry.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, know that when your time is up, or when your time is, you will know. And I knew when the time was for me to refrain from that type of ministry. And when it did, I saw great signs and wonders to affirm and to confirm my stance. So, you know, a lot of times people say, well, you know, they don't understand why I say I'm retired. Well, I know that my assignment there is completed. I did the, and I can look back at the musical portion of a third of my life and enjoy the memories of being in classical choirs, traveling across the world to represent the United States in choirs. So there's great benefits in that process alone. And, there's great benefits in that process, and so I think I'm able to reflect on it and use it for what I believe this ministry is set to do, influence the cultures that are now trying to set the stage of the music ministry. I was in a